Stampeders win game one. The Eskimos host game number two. And very honored and very pleased to have Mike Riley, the quarterback for the Edmonton Eskimos, join us this afternoon. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Excellent. Appreciate the time this afternoon. Physically, how are you doing? I mean, you get back in, you get some action in the fourth quarter. How did you feel the next day?
I felt good. You know, we've been pushing it pretty hard here for the last month, month and a half, and, you know, never had really any setbacks where the next morning, you know, things were any more sore than normal. So, you know, I had a pretty good idea of what it was going to be like on Tuesday morning, but at the same time, you know, gameplay is certainly different. Taking some contact, getting tackled a couple times, you never really know. So I was happy to find out on Tuesday that, you know, everything felt fine. Everything felt like it did before the game was played.
Is that a cliche, or is it true in your position that first contact, you kind of want to get that, feel it, and get that over with?
Yeah, I think there's something to be said about that. I mean, generally in the preseason, when you've been going through training camp for a month, and especially as a quarterback, you know, there's certain days where maybe offense and defense play a little more physical against each other, you know, during training camp, but quarterbacks are always off limits. So you spend like a month of playing football and you haven't taken any contact, you know, and then you get into that first game, you're like, let's just get this over with, you know, remind myself of what football feels like. And there was a little bit of that in that game. You know, I wasn't going around looking for contact,
but
you know, it was the second play that I was in, and I was forced to take off and run and took a hit. And I think it was Bell that was coming downhill and ended up putting pretty good contact on my knee as I was kind of spinning and going to the ground. And, you know, everything felt fine. You know, walking back to the huddle, I was curious more than anything to see, and man, is this thing going to be sore on this walk back? But, you know, everything was fine. And at that point, I'm like, all right, I've taken the first hit on it. You know, and nothing bad happened, so we're good to go. We're ready to play football.
Mike, did you almost, you know, that happens. Do you then feel normal again, for the lack of a better term? Does it then become second nature, or does that even become an issue? You know, just kind of getting thrown into a game after missing all that time, when did it just begin to feel right again?
Yeah, I wasn't sure exactly how that was going to work. You know, I've heard people say that, you know, when guys come back from injuries, sometimes they're timid to do certain things. You know, especially when they have knee injuries, you know, so I wasn't really sure what to expect, to be honest with you. You know, and I hit the back of my drop and we got a little pressure from the right side and I saw a lane to the left and it was just a reaction. You know, it's just what I'm used to doing when I'm playing football. And so I took off and, you know, I think that part of that reasoning is because of the work that we've done for the last month, you know, in the training room, doing the rehab and the little bit of stretch that I got to go out and practice in between six game injured list stints and then last week in practice. You know, we go against our first string defense and we go full speed. So, you know, practice is pretty fast compared to most other teams' practices. And I think that kind of helped me ease back into it so that when I did have to play in that fourth quarter, I already knew what I was capable of. So I didn't really have to think too much about it. But, you know, I have heard that that's an issue with certain people, but I didn't feel any of that.
The other one is, you know, how much time did you have to prepare? I mean, how quickly did you know, or in the back of your mind as you're watching that game, are you saying it's a possibility? How quickly did you have to react to getting into that game?
I mean, you know, I knew if I was going to be dressed and suited up and on the depth chart, that anything can happen. You know, I obviously was not expecting to start the game or to really play a significant amount of time. But at the same time, I've been a backup in my career, and I know that anything can happen on a snap. It could be, you know, the first play of the game, and you could be going in and playing the rest of the thing out. So you got to be prepared and ready to go. You know, so I was aware of that, and I was trying to keep myself as loose and as warm as I could on the sideline, you know, but stand there for three quarters makes it a little bit tough. And, of course, it starts to get a little windy and rainy right before I get put in. So, you know, starting to tighten up even more. But, you know, I was able to hop on the bike and loosen up a little bit and get a couple of throws on the sideline before I went into the game. And, you know, that was enough. That was enough for me to feel confident to get out there and play.
Mike Riley of the Edmonton Eskimos, our guest here on The Big Show. Pat?
Mike, from the time you played on Monday and from what you saw from the sidelines, just how tough sledding was that game against the Stampeders on Labor Day?
I think it was tough offensively for both teams. I mean, there was a lot of punts in that football game. You know, I think we had like 14 or something. Yeah. They had like 10 or 11 or whatever it was. That's a lot of punts. Usually, if our kicker's getting a lot of work, we hope it's on converts, not on punts, obviously. So, yeah, the defenses did a nice job on both sides, you know, and made it difficult for the offenses. But, you know, you're going to have games like that. You just got to find a way to get in the end zone. And we only put up 7 points, and that's not nearly enough to really beat anybody, and especially not to beat a good football team like Calgary. So, you know, we got to figure out ways to do better, to drive the length of the field and to put up more points and help our defense out. That's obviously something that needs to be corrected going into Saturday's game.
Are there adjustments that can be made immediately to maybe help doing that?
Yeah, I mean, it's partly adjustments and it's partly just better execution. Mm-hmm. You know, there was plays to be had out there. You know, like I said, I'm not going to take anything away from Calgary and their defense. I thought their defense played really well, and they're a tough defense to play against. I got nothing but respect for Rich Tubler. I've known him for a long time, and I know that he always has his defenses prepared and ready to play, and it's always going to be a tough go against them. But, you know, at the same time, we feel like we know what to expect, and we have good play calls and things like that as long as we execute them. And, you know, I think that was the case on the first drive that I was in. We finally started to execute, and we were able to move down the length of the field and get down to the 10. But, you know, again, what kept us out of the end zone was two plays of lack of execution offensively. So it wasn't necessarily anything that they did on those two plays. Mm-hmm. It was more about us not taking care of business. And, you know, like I say, I'm not going to take anything away from them. It's partly us not executing and partly them, you know, forcing us to not execute. They, you know, they have a role in that as well. But, you know, if we do our part and we do what we're supposed to do on those plays, we feel like we'll be successful, and we weren't able to do that.
Mike, it's year three for you in Edmonton as their starting quarterback. Where and you've played the Calgary Stampeders and watched this team play the Calgary Stampeders quite a bit. Where is this rivalry, and how do you view this rivalry with the Stampeders right now?
I mean, I think it's a great rivalry. It's obviously been one-sided up to this point, and we plan on changing that. But I don't know if it's necessarily the history thing, because we have so many young and new guys on our football team, and I'm sure Calgary does as well. You know, a majority of our football team has only played Calgary a handful of times, maybe 3 or 4 times or even less with a lot of the new guys we have this year. So I think more than anything, it's the fact that they're the defending Grey Cup champs. They're the team that has the best record in the league, and they're the team that's in front of us in the West Division. And if we want to finish first in the West, it obviously goes through Calgary, and we have to be able to win those football games. So I think that more than anything is what gets our guys, you know, excited about playing this game on Saturday. You know, the historical perspective is more for the media and fan base, because they're the ones that have been here for decades and have seen all that stuff go down. But in terms of our players, you know, they're all fairly new to the team and to the city. And so, you know, we don't look at it in that regard. We look at it as, you know, that's the best team in the league right now, and we want to beat them.
So the 0-9 streak at Commonwealth Stadium and that type of stuff, you guys aren't really focusing on that, hey?
No, absolutely not. I mean, to us, like I said, we want to take first in the West, and right now the team that's in front of us is Calgary. So, you know, whether it's at Commonwealth, McMahon, or somewhere else, you know, that doesn't really play into our minds. What plays into it is that they're a very good football team, and we have to be prepared to play our best football if we want to get a win against them. And we were not prepared and to play our best game, especially on the offensive side of the ball on Monday. And you know, we get another crack at it. And so that's really all we're worried about.
Mike Riley, quarterback of the Edmonton Eskimos, our guest here on The Big Show. When you were out, did you have an opportunity to kind of study your guys on offense? And what do you make of your offensive group? Here we are talking to you, the quarterback, but you distribute the ball. What kind of weapons do you have, Mike?
Yeah, I think that we have a lot of guys that are very good football players. You know, I think myself and Adarius have created a good chemistry over the last couple of years, and it was nice to have that because we were able to fall right back into that in that fourth quarter. But we've also had other guys step. I mean, Terrell Walker was a practice roster guy when I went down with injury. And since then, he's obviously got an opportunity to play, and he's done very well with that opportunity. So he's a guy that I need to continue to try to build chemistry with in the short amount of time that I've had with him so far. You know, I've found out that he's an athletic and a smart player, and he understands the game of football, and so that's a weapon that we can use. You know, but we have other guys. You know, Corey Watson was new to the team this year, so I got one game with him, but I also had a training camp with him, and you know, I think he brings a lot to the table. I think Bailey stepped up, and the thing is, we've had a lot of guys that I haven't played a ton of football with because of the injuries that we've had. I mean, John White has been out since middle of training camp, and so we have a couple of running backs that I've, you know, played minimal football with. So I have got to watch them and see what they can do. And I think the thing is when they play fast and they play confident, they're incredibly difficult to stop. And that's at all of our positions. You know, so we got to make sure that we're prepared and ready to play that game on Saturday. So the guys aren't out there thinking, they're just out there reacting and playing football. 'Cause that's when you play your best. And I think when our guys do that, you know, I don't think there's anybody in the league that can stop us, but when we're not playing like that, as you know, has been shown, you know, we're going to lose football games. So we got to be ready to go.
What allows a player like a Walker, who's on the practice roster, to kind of come out and explode? I mean, we saw that here with Eric Rogers last year in Calgary. I mean, there's always a player that just seems to come out of nowhere. He's been around, but he just comes out of nowhere. Can you put your finger on it?
I'm not really sure. You know, I mean, some of it just depends on who you're playing against. And, you know, you're playing against certain teams that are maybe more susceptible to giving up, you know, deep balls certain ways. You know, I mean, Toronto, we knew, you know, I'd thrown a pass to a Darius on a post route over the top in Fort McMurray. It ended up getting called back, but it was a, you know, 60, 70 yard touchdown pass on a post route. And I don't think I threw any posts the entire year last year. And so, you know, then we play against Toronto here at home and Darrell catches two of those over the top. And like I say, a lot of that has to do with the defense and what the weaknesses are of their particular defense. And, you know, there's nine teams in the league, so we're going to play against eight different defenses. And there's going to be certain games where, you know, a guy like Adarius is going to have a huge game because of the way that the defense plays. And there's going to be other games where it's going to be Walker, you know, or Kuhorn or Bailey or whoever. But you got to figure out exactly what that weakness is in the defense, and you got to figure out a way to exploit it. And Calgary's a different defense than Toronto was. And so, you know, like I said, I've known Rich Stubler for a long time, and it's going to be few and far between when he's willing to give up, you know, the deep bomb over the top, but there's other ways that you can try to attack that defense. So, you know, a lot of it is just, you know, right place at the right time in terms of what the defense is going to give you. But the other part of that is, you got to execute, and you got to, you know, you got to make that play when your number's called. And Darrell's done a nice job of that so far. You know, it's one thing to say, yeah, that defense will give up the post. It's another thing to have him run that route, track the ball, and beat coverage over the top and make a big play out of it. So, you know, you never know when you're going to get that opportunity, and the guys that are ready for it take advantage of it, and they're the ones that end up sticking around in this league. And there's been a ton of guys before him, and there will be a ton of guys after that have talent, but just aren't prepared when their number's called, and unfortunately that makes for a short career. But he's done a nice job of being ready.
Mike, a couple kind of bigger picture questions for you. You're now into year three as a CFL starting quarterback, and you know, you worked your way up and in BC you kind of understudied and then got your chance in Edmonton. What's the change in mindset like for you? Like, is that mindset now, hey, this is my team, I'm the starting quarterback? Do you ever change your mindset, or are you always kind of looking over your shoulder and aware that it's a very cyclical game? I'm curious as to how you look at where you are right now in your career.
No, I don't look at things like that. I don't look down the road. I look at, you know, one day at a time of what I'm trying to accomplish and what I need to do to help my football team win. And that's how I've always been. It's how I was as a backup. That's how I am as a starter. And, you know, all that other stuff is for media to debate about and fans. You know, I don't really care about any of that stuff. I look at it and go, you know, what can I do today to improve myself, to make myself the best player that I can be, to give us the best opportunity to win? You know, there's roles that you take on for sure in terms of leadership and being able to really grab hold of your players and have them follow you as a leader. You know, and that's hard to do when you're a backup or a young guy. So when you become that veteran and you become that starter, you know, you got to be willing to take that role on. And that's something that I have no problem doing, that I've been doing for years now. You know, and I think that's part of what makes me a good quarterback. But, you know, in terms of that other stuff, I honestly could not care any less about that. I want to win football games, and that's all I worry about.
You mentioned leadership. How do you approach being a leader on this team?
I think the biggest thing is leading by example. I don't think you can really ask anybody to do something that you yourself wouldn't be willing to do. So, you know, if I'm going to ask guys to go out there and put everything on the line, you know, and do whatever it takes to win a football game, I got to be willing to do that myself and to come in and work hard, you know, put in the time, show up early, be one of, you know, be the first guy in and the last guy to leave. and put in that time and be prepared, because, you know, if you're screwing around and you're putting in minimal effort, minimal time as a leader, the rest of your team's going to do the same thing, you know. But if you're willing to put in that extra time, that work, you know, then guys are going to do the same. They, you know, they're willing to follow that example. So, you know, you can talk all you want. I mean, if you don't walk the walk, then nobody's really going to follow you, and they're going to know that it's fake. So, you know, I just do myself. I just do what's natural, and the guys here picked up on it, and we have a great group. You know, it makes my job very easy. I don't really have to get into guys and really try to correct problems, because they're doing the right things, and that makes it easy for me.
Last one for you, Mike, is this is such a crazy week. It's a little bit better now because it's Saturday, not Friday, but what do you need in terms of preparation to get ready? You talked about the fact that, you know, you're still getting to know some of the guys on offense. That won't happen overnight, but in terms of the lead up in a short work week, what do you need to prepare?
Yeah, it is tough. You know, thankfully we do have that extra day now. Not playing on Friday and playing on Saturday instead gives, you know, physically guys a little time to heal, and mentally gives you a little more time to prepare and be ready. But it does go fast. I mean, what is today, like Wednesday already?
Yeah.
and we got a game here in like 3 days. So, you know, you got to, as I said, you got to spend that extra time. You know, I'll go home, I'll rest and grab something to eat, and then I'll be back on my laptop watching the game film, looking at my playbook, trying to get any little advantage that I can. And that'll go until I go to bed tonight, and I'll get up and do the same thing tomorrow. You know, there's no real downtime on a week like this. You know, downtime is usually limited, but at least you get one day, maybe two during the week where you can kind of relax and take your mind off football for a little bit. But this week, you know, it's all football. I don't really spend any waking time worrying about anything else other than this football game. And then once it's finished, then you get a little time to take a breath. But for right now, you know, it's just getting every extra moment that you can. You know, when we got done with our walkthrough, you know, we spent a little extra time out on the field as players, just making sure that we all knew what our assignments were and things like that, because that's what you have to do. You're not going to get a ton of practice time. You're not going to get 3 days of practice. You know, you're going to walk through day and then one day of practice, which is going to be limited to save guys' bodies, and then you're going to be right back into it playing a game. So, you know, it does come quick, but you just got to utilize every minute that you can.
Wow, really appreciate this, Mike. I know it's a busy week. Thank you very much for the generosity of your time. It's good to see you back in the league, and good luck on the weekend.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.